Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller, Metalark Extension District, with another edition of Extension Today. I had the opportunity here a week or so ago to go to the Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Division's update in Perry, Kansas. Excellent program put on by that organization, and that's something they've done for a couple years going across the state providing animal health update. One thing that was a little bit of a scare factor for those that might not know much about it was the discussion of Thyleria. This is a illness that is pretty predominant in the southeast portion of the United States, carried by the Asian longhorn tick, something that has been found in Kansas, and it sounds like is starting to cause trouble in stalker cattle in the eastern half of the state. So Thyleria is something that we need to be aware of. Also this time of the year is another disease that causes anemia in cattle, and that's anaplasmosis. Both of these diseases affect the red blood cells within the ruminant animal. Both of them are blood-borne and can cause severe loss of weight, performance, and in some cases death, particularly in those naive herds. So this is a good time of the year to be looking for those diseases. So let's talk a little bit about what those symptoms are. To start out with, though, Thyleria is one that is a protozoal-based organism, and so there is no treatment necessarily. There isn't really very good prevention strategies in terms of vaccines or any antibiotics wouldn't be effective. The difference there with anaplasmosis is that it is a bacterial type of organism and can be treated with oxytetracyclines. What are the symptoms of both of these diseases? Well, they're both anemic-causing diseases that found, again, in our ruminant animals. You might see an elevated temperature if you're temping them, depression, increased respiration, again, weight loss. But one of the telltale signs is pale or jaundiced mucous membranes, particularly around the eyes and vulva of these animals. Pregnant animals may abort, and death is certainly possible. One of the things with anaplasmosis, you'll note agitation in these animals. They'll become aggressive oftentimes. And the more you try to work with them and stir them up, due to that loss of red blood cells, oxygen carrying capacity, the animals basically suffocate and die. So it's something that you really need to be careful of. If you find an animal that has the expression of the disease, likely your herd will have a high exposure level, which can be good in the long run because these animals that don't succumb to this infection will become lifelong carriers and rarely develop those clinical signs again. It's kind of a herd immunity thing. Once you have it in your herd, there's some baseline exposure. It prevents the train wrecks that you might see to those naive herds. Again, treatment can be very difficult. There isn't really anything for Thyleria since it is that protozoan. Anaplasm can be treated with those oxytetracycline, either injectables or you can get a VFD from your veterinarian to get products that would be fed kind of high dose for a short period. Really, prevention becomes the best options for both of these diseases. And that's trying to prevent the transmission of blood exchange between animals. So, you know, our common culprits that we're going to see are ticks primarily, biting flies, mosquitoes, lice, but also blood-contaminated equipment such as needles, dehorning equipment, castration, and even tagging and tattooing equipment can be vectors of this. Asian longhorn ticks, one of the ones that we have found in Kansas, not in huge numbers, but they can get there quickly. An integrated pest management approach that works to prevent any of these parasitic pressures can be good. That can include fire, brush control, rotational grazing, use of insecticides to help prevent the parasite load in the pastures. And then if you're really concerned about it, changing needles and disinfecting blood contaminated equipment between animals is certainly another prevention tactic. As always, with any health-related issue, you need to work with your herd health veterinarian to develop a plan for your situation and your particular herd. But if you want some more information, I recently wrote an article on this that'll be hitting the newspapers, and K-State has a publication on anaplasmosis. University of Missouri has a good one on Thyleria or Enthalus. Be watching for those anemic cows, the other ruminants out there in this time of the year. One of the big things that is a difference is that Thyleria will affect young animals, where anaplasmosis is typically found in old animals. So be watching your herds. Be aware of those anemic situations. This has been Ross Mosteller with Metalark Extension District Livestock and Natural Resources, wishing everybody a great weekend.